Has an animal ever given you deep down dread? Can a lamp actually grant you wishes? Does a secret pocket dimension live next to ours? Today we test the believability of djinn.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable. You kind of you fumbled that line a little bit. It's like I thought after 102, 103 now.
Is anything ever perfect? No. But I am very excited to talk about the topic of djinn to get this out of my head, because I've been dwelling on this for a good month.
A month.
I haven't been doing the research for it for a month, but I've been like thinking about how I want to present this. All the creepy stuff I knew about beforehand, and I don't think a lot of people knew that djinn are creepy as shit.
No, I don't know much about them. I know Aladdin.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the live action Aladdin. I hope Will Smith doesn't find me.
I'll have to show you.
For that.
I have never seen the live action either, but it doesn't matter because it is a very silly kind of comparison.
I do know that Steve from Full House was the voice of Aladdin. Not the singing but the acting voice.
That's true. That's true facts.
At least I don't think it was the singing voice. I would assume
no, it
not.
Wasn't. It was not. No, I don't know who it was that sung, but I know you're right. Steve did do that. Martin Scorsese actually voiced a poo.
Really?
No, not at all.
Did you just make that up out of nowhere?
I did, yeah.
Okay. What's his name? The guy, why can't I, he just did, like he did Pulp Fiction. What's his name? And Kill Bill. What's his name? The Quentin Tarantino. Nine movie. Quentin Tarantino voiced the carpet, the flying, the flying carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Kirsten Dunst did Jasmine.
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah. Did I say Kirsten? Kristen?
I don't know what you said.
Oh.
She has been relevant like 15 years, so it's fine.
Well, that makes sense though. I don't think she did that. I don't know who did Jasmine.
Do you think Kirsten Dunst would be on the podcast if we wanted to interview her? Do you think like she's that level where she would jump on something like that?
She might. I don't know. Let's move on to the actual episode. Let's talk about this. Are you ready? So a genie, or a djinn for plural, has several different spellings.
I know sometimes there's a D hanging out in front of it. Sometimes it, it's on a break.
Sometimes you pronounce the D. Sometimes you don't. Djinn or genie.
Can you do djinni?
Djinni.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who makes the rules? Webster?
Britannica, I think. That's who I saw made the rules. There's a lot of different ways to say this word because, well, it's because it's an old idea. It was back before the Quran, and I'm not really going to touch on all that because I didn't want to do that much history research.
I'm always going to be in favor of that approach, so don't worry.
It was a lot. It was a lot of stuff. I was like, I could talk about how they
It was late. It was last night. You were like, I don't want to do this anymore. BuzzFeed didn't have any good information on it.
No, there's a lot of good information.
I'm just playing.
I could talk about how genii were bound to statues in front of Mesopotamia, if you want me to, but... Well,
that sounds kind of interesting.
Well, I didn't do it, so I lied.
Oh, so you can't talk about it.
I can't talk
knowledgeably. You were expecting me to say no.
I cannot talk knowledgeably about it. The thing about genies, like I said...
Oh, djinn.
Djinn, you're right.
Let me ask you, well, how are you going to... I think this is important to set the foundation now. What are you going to call them for the remainder of this episode?
Genie or djinn.
Okay, so we're leaving the D out.
I'm not going
to... You don't want D. any D. D is out.
I am D-free since 93.
All right.
But the thing about genie or djinn, they are not anything like... They are portrayed in the Disney films.
The children's movie?
It's nothing.
Different?
Yeah, kind of like how all the Greek Grimm, mythology.
Or even like the Brothers Grimm, right?
Yeah.
Like when it's...
Like Ariel turns into sea foam and we're like in the old ones.
Or like her feet bleed or something.
Yeah.
Did you cover that a little bit when you were doing over mermaids?
I did touch on that a little bit. But also, the mythology in Hercules is completely wrong. It's just kind of what Disney does, which isn't bad. I love Disney, obviously, but
get the information wrong and hire James Woods. Let's go.
But the idea that Disney would make such a mean spirit, the comic relief of a movie, is kind of ridiculous. It's kind of like if they made a rom-com and Annabelle was like the funny gay friend. So it's that level of like, oh, that's messed up.
Mm.
Which I didn't realize until probably recently. Like, I knew Jin were not like in the movie, but they are not something to f*** with.
I wonder if it was a conscious decision that they were going to take something evil and make it comedic, or I wonder if it just fit their narrative that they wanted to tell for that story.
I don't know.
Because when you have somebody like Robin Williams and you can give them a character that can literally do whatever they want, it's kind of like creative freedom in that aspect. So maybe they just wrote him that way because that's how they wanted it portrayed. But then again, isn't the movie based off of a novel too?
It's loosely based off 101 Arabian Nights.
Hmm. Not to be confused with 101 Dalmatians.
I think it's 1001 Arabian Nights, my bad.
Oh.
Thank you. In Arabic mythology, jinn are spirits that are not human, but are not on the same level as angels or demons. Like, they were made by Allah or God. There's a lot of Allahs or gods in this too, by the way. And just want to say, I'm not saying this is in favor of Islamic religion or in favor of Christian religion, none of that kind of thing. It's just kind of what you run into. Like, when you talk about demon stories, they talk about God. So when you're going to talk about genie stories, you're going to talk about Allah or God.
Yeah, I think that's well put, because, you know, you don't come to us for religion.
Right. You definitely shouldn't. So they're spirits, not on the same level as demons or angels, and they were also created by God. And they were made from smokeless flame, which I found to be really interesting. So they're kind of elemental spirits from fire, which is like the blue fire. That's what they mean by the smokeless flame, by really hot blue fire. And the word genie or jinn comes from the meaning to be hidden, because they live in a place where people cannot go or cannot be seen, hence the other dimension. They are said to live in this dimension that is like beside ours.
So this is completely separate from the idea of a genie being trapped.
Yes.
So this is just them existing. Mm-hmm. Like, they just exist in another dimension. Are they, can they bounce between our dimension and their dimension?
Kind of. Yes, kind of. We'll touch on that.
Okay. Also, I think it's interesting because when you were talking about how there's smokeless fire, I was going to make a joke about how that'd make a really bad, like a flare, like if you're lost and you need a smoke signal. But then you said that their meaning is to be hidden.
Yes.
So it actually kind of played off that.
Yeah, they don't want to be seen. They're also a lot like humans. Like, they live these lives, they have communities, and they also need to eat. Three things that jinn are known to eat are bone, charcoal, and, do you know the next one?
Feces. I only know that because of the quiz on Patreon. I would not have guessed that. So like, yeah. Chicken McNuggets or something. Even they're like, I'll eat feces, but that pink slime, ooh.
But that's one of the reasons why they said the genie cannot be cleansed or whatever, because they ingest this kind of gross, dark material.
Like my dog.
Like my dog as well.
Are dogs genies? Is that our next episode?
Well, actually, that's actually one of the shapes they like to turn into.
Dogs, really?
Yeah. I'll get to that in a second.
And snakes, I've heard.
Yeah, and snakes. And they live for hundreds of years. Not thousands, hundreds. So they live for hundreds of years versus the limited lifespan of a human. And even jinn can be killed. Not sure how, not sure why.
Dump a bucket of water.
I would assume iron and salt. Because they don't like iron like demons and ghosts. And they don't like salt because it's pure. Kind of like in traditional witchcraft or...
Yeah.
Yeah, same concept applies.
They'd be able to preserve their poop a lot longer if they salted it, though.
So jinn do not have their own shape and exist in formless, kind of like fogs, until they encounter a human. And that's when they actually take shape.
So they do it for us?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. They exist as like essences, kind of like membranes in their own universe. It's interesting because I read this book a while ago. I got from our friend Alex, called Bartimaeus. And it's like a book series about magicians that summon jinn. And I'm doing this research on jinn, and I'm coming to realize there's actually a lot of like real information that the author pulled to write this book.
Hmm.
And it's really cool.
Well, that sounds like it would make it a good book then.
It's a very good book. Bartimaeus is a fantastic book. Would recommend. It's pretty old, but So some of the things they can turn into and like to turn into are dogs and snakes, because those are a few things that actually scare humans. Now, there you can argue there are many things that scare humans, but these are things, think like biblical times.
Imagine a genie turning into a big-ass spider.
I'm sure that's happened.
Ugh.
But they can turn into anything.
So when they turn into like a dog, for instance, because I'm imagining them being smoky. Do they turn into a smoky dog, or is it like a what looks like a very tangible flesh and blood dog?
You would almost say it's a normal animal, except it gives off that presence, that fear, that dread that are associated with genies.
Oh, like your first question.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering when that would come into
play. But it looks like a normal kind of animal. And so you cross its path and you lock eyes and you realize, oh shit, I'm scared.
Gives me bad vibes.
Bad vibes. Jinn are also said to live in common everyday objects, like inside of things. And they can also be bound to these objects. The idea of a genie in a lamp comes from this idea. And there was a genie bound to a lamp in 1001 Arabian Nights. And that's the most famous kind of case of a genie being tied to a lamp. And that's where the three wishes comes from. Because in some cases it said if you release this genie from it, they give you a wish. But that seems mostly to be mythology. Like, no one else says that.
It's interesting that that is what we call a lamp.
What is portrayed?
Yeah, it looks like a skinny vase.
Well, it's off of an oil lamp.
Yeah. Okay, so, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an oil lamp. So you put oil in that, and the wick goes to the end, and the end burns.
Why didn't they just get, like, a cheap Target lamp and plug it in?
I'm not sure they had those, man.
The Jinn were more Walmart people.
Yeah. Or those, that'd probably be like a Crate and Barrel kind of thing then.
So if I had to assume that Jinn are bad and they like being in bad things, I would assume that they've skipped lamps and now they like to chill in printers.
That's something I want to. Yeah, I agree.
I think there's a Jinn there's a genie in my printer that every now and then likes to make sure my Bluetooth connection
just doesn't work.
Get it, Bluetooth? I know they're not like blue outside of Disney. Potentially, maybe they are. I don't know. I've never seen one. But
they can be anything.
I really hate my printer. But sorry, go ahead.
I want to assuade you of the idea that Jinn are all evil, though. Because they're not. Because there are
mischievous.
There are evil Jinn. Like Jinn that are evil, that want to hurt you, want to kill you. However, there are good Jinn. Jinn that worship God, that live normal lives, that want to be good beings.
You could say good Christian.
I was going to say good creatures.
There's also the Jinn from Tekken, the video game series.
I am not that familiar with Tekken.
I'm very interested when we get to, and I'm assuming there's some encounters.
I'm so
curious to see what type of stories
come from this. You have lots of encounters. You're going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because it's like here's the way I kind of think of episodes sometimes. Obviously, we need to get the background information. Because like this, for instance, I don't know a lot about it. So this is educational to me. But any topic we cover, there's going to be a listener that doesn't know what it is. So it's always pertinent that we actually talk about what the topic is, what we're discussing before we get to any encounters. But it's like, you know, when it's like you'd learn a new math theory. And then you'd get those questions where it's like, Jill's walking down the street. The bus is driving down the street at the same time. If she's walking at this speed and it's driving at this speed, what time will the blah, blah, blah get to the school? Whatever. But it's like, and that's, you know, stupid. But like a real world example is like, it makes it so much better. So it's like, I always imagine this part is like learning the theory. And then the personal encounters is actually getting to see what it is like when you, in nature, in the environment.
Yeah, it applies the theory to actual things.
And that's what I always look forward to.
Before we get to our encounters, actually.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to rush you to it. I was just hoping we'd get there sooner.
We will get there soon. But before we get there, I have a class system of Jinn.
Ooh.
Which I find very interesting. Because there are different types. There are lots of different types. I actually saw an example of someone asking another person, it's like, how would you describe a genie? And then the person said, it's like asking the question, how would you describe an animal? Because there's so many varieties of animals that it's almost impossible.
Like wings versus claws versus legs
versus no legs.
Bipedal.
Yeah, exactly. It's
quadruped.
It's implying that there are so many varieties that it's almost impossible to narrow it down. But I like breaking it down into the classes that we have because that helps.
upper class, middle class. the genie that can, or the djinn that can afford a nice apartment in San Francisco.
Yeah, the djinn that can get the nice poop.
The poo-poo platter.
Okay. So, before we talk about the classes, remember that all of these djinn are essentially fire elementals, unless stated otherwise.
Do they reproduce?
Yeah.
Because they die.
They must, yeah. So, I didn't see anything about them reproducing, but I think it can be only be assumed that they must reproduce.
Genieonly.com.
Have you been locked in the lamp? Yeah. That's our sponsor this week. So the first class is the Builder Djinn, and they are also fire, and they are fire elementals, but also they have control of the earth element, and they build things in the dirt, and they dig. So they're found in like a construction site, and that's where you find, that's where I relate to all their classifications, like where you'd actually find these things in real life. The next class is the Diver Djinn, and they have the control of the element of water, and they also are waterproof and like to dive for treasure. And they're often confused with merids.
With nerds?
Merids. With an M.
So you said nerds. And those ones were divergence?
Diver.
Diver. What?
Diver. Djinn.
Diver. Djinn. Okay.
The next one is an Ifrit. I think I'm saying that right. Ifrit. And they are wicked and clever and strongly fierce. And they are from the underworld or hell. And some say they're the most like demons. So these Ifrits are evil. Like I said, there are some good ones and there are some bad ones. Ifrits are evil.
And the first two before this one were like not good or bad. They just exist.
Not stated. They could be good. They could be bad.
Got you.
Actually, the rest could be good, could be bad. The fourth one out of eight is a Merid. And they are rebellious. They also have control of water. And rebellious, I mean by, like, they don't listen to people or gods. Number five is the Shaitan, and they are also really rebellious, and they have said to directly disobey God, and that led to their downfall, kind of like a demon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they're not inherently evil.
Right. Tyrant djinn, who are possessing statues. So they're, like, these giant djinn that possess statues. Remember how I said there were two statues that were possessed by djinn in front of Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
These were the kind of djinn that were in those statues. They're like guardians.
Like giant statues? Or what about like gargoyles or something?
Like big statues. Like
they scoff at the gargoyles.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Maybe not that big. But pretty big statues. Like 20 feet tall.
It's much smaller than the statue.
I know. Like I'm thinking about how big those statues are.
That they're like working toward being in the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. The next one are Gillen, and they are nightshades who inhabit graves and graveyards, and they are also known to be shapeshifters. Like, they are known to be shapeshifters. Like, all these will present as different things, but these things will deliberately pick a shape to trick you.
And they live in cemeteries?
Yes, graveyards. Graves.
Does it say what types of things they typically try to be?
No, I mean, it didn't say particularly. The last one are Quarren, and these are called shoulder djinn. And think of like a devil or angel on your shoulder. And they're said to be attached to every person on earth. So there's one attached to every person.
Wow. Yeah. And is it good?
It's could be good, could be bad.
Mm.
It could be either.
Which one? What's this one called?
Quarren. So now that we got all that background information about the djinn, lots of cool stuff, lots of really interesting details about these spirits. Are you ready to apply them to real life encounters?
Are they technically spirits? Is that?
Yes, yeah, it's a spirit.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it. I'm excited to hear these encounters.
So here are my encounters. And the first one comes from, actually the first two come from a BuzzFeed article, because there's
I was totally joking earlier about BuzzFeed.
I know you were.
That's perfect.
But it hurt me inside because I knew that this was coming. There's this guy, Amin Akbar, and he has his own podcast, not to, you know,
to plug.
Shout him
you
out
can
by
plug,
Will.
It's fine.
It's called See Something, Say Something Podcast, which I have not listened to it, but I am intending to because it's BuzzFeed and I'm sure it's fine quality.
They have the money for it to be fine quality. If exactly. It's not good quality, that's kind of on them.
That's true. That's facts. But this guy asked all his Muslim listeners to send in their scariest stories of genie encounters. Mm. And he got some pushback from his family. They're like, no, don't do this. It's scary. Don't talk about it. And he's like, oh, come on. Come on.
It's for BuzzFeed.
I respect him a lot. He's interesting. But I've got two stories from this BuzzFeed article.
Let's go.
The first one is called The Fight. Quote, one time, my mother-in-law was sitting in her bed. She looked over and saw a woman sitting in the chair next to her bed with long pointy fingers and a face with very sharp angles. She was so frustrated and annoyed with the djinn, because they see a lot of them in their house, so they're not really scared of them, they're just annoyed by them, that she reached out and grabbed the djinn by its wrist. She yelled, get out! I'm tired of you! Get out! It started to try to pull its wrist away and eventually tried to bite her hand because she wouldn't let go. She pulled her hand away before it bit her, and then the djinn vanished.
I like how this family treats djinn like cockroaches.
I like the idea that they see these things and they're just like, I'm so sick of you.
So it took the form of a woman.
Yes. But it was deformed or misshaped.
So biologically, when she grabbed it, was it not burning hot fire?
I assume not. I think it was just normal skin.
Interesting. So I imagine them taking the form of something, but I feel like it's crazy to actually take on the flesh of something.
Well, do you think we feel like carbon? You know, like, does flesh feel like carbon?
If something was that blue hot flame, I feel like you'd feel that.
I don't know, man. It's half magic. I don't know what to tell you. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one is called The Territorial Djinn. Quote, my great uncle went to visit his cousins in India. His cousins told him that since it was summertime, they would all sleep in the courtyard together. However, they told him he wasn't allowed to place his bedding in a particular corner. Apparently, a genie slept there. And strange things happened if anyone disturbed that corner. My great uncle said it was nonsense and decided to sleep there anyway. One night, he woke up on the other side of the court. He laughed at first and thought it was his cousins who were playing a prank on him and decided to sleep there again. The following night, the same thing happened. So he left a note next to his pillow saying, stop pranking me. I know there's no djinn. That night, he said he was pushed off his bed and his bedding was thrown on the other side. And a note was thrown into his lap which said, I sleep here. The scary part is that it wasn't dark and there was no one there.
So the djinn prepared this note ahead of time.
Maybe it's kind of like that Annabelle thing where, like, she can make notes.
Unknown parchment came out. So let me ask you this. I have a question for you.
Sure.
If you read this story and, like, if I'm like, Charlie, welcome to Believe in Bizarre. Here's our episode topic. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to read you a story.
Okay.
And I read you that story. Would you think genie?
No.
See, that's the thing. It's interesting where different entities, I'll call them entities, I know they're technically spirits, but different parts of the world is more likely to relate to certain things, and everybody has their biases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because of my interests, I am very heavily biased towards, like, skinwalkers, and I'm sure if you're more Native American Navajo, you might too, where somebody else might lean more towards, somebody else might think it's like a poltergeist. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But then here, because of where they're from and what kind of urban legends and myth they talk about, they instantly think genie. I just think it's interesting because I keep going back to the YouTube comment we got a couple weeks ago where it's like, not everything needs a name, right?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the topic is djinn, so we're going to tell stories where people think they experienced a djinn. And that's completely fine. I'm not saying that these stories or these people are wrong. I just think it's interesting that without the context of it, if you told that story, I guarantee 95% of the people, that's high, 80% of the people in the United States probably would not think it was a genie.
I would think you were correct. And that's something I wanted to talk about at the very end of the discussion.
Yeah, we can get back to this. I'm just throwing that out there now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to forget about it.
It's a really good thought. I'm glad you brought it up. So this next encounter is from Cora, about a girl from Pakistan who said she was possessed by a djinn.
Is that possible?
Yes.
I didn't know that was possible.
Djinn possession is the next thing I wanted to talk about.
Hmm.
They can possess people.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
The whole genie locked up three wishes.
Yeah.
Is that discussed? Do we discuss that?
We did a little bit. You can bind jinn to things. Magicians can bind jinn to items. And that's where the three wishes comes from. If you find a way to unbind them, they might give you a wish, but probably not.
They might. So there's no, like, three wishes rule.
Yeah,
or, like, they can't bring people back from the dead or...
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That was all just Disney.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Sorry. Continue.
No problem.
No, I think I was expecting more of a big to-do because I think that's, like, the first thing people think about with genies is...
That's fair. I'm glad you asked because I think it's okay to say it again. So this is our first possession story, which I don't think I mentioned up top, is that they can possess you.
Imagine if you feel that heat in your body.
Yeah, which I think is the bigger difference between this and, like, a poltergeist, that it's somewhere between demon and spirit, that it can still possess you, but it's not quite evil. It can be, though.
Also, just want to point out, because you said they're not good and not bad, it'd be hilarious if you were possessed by a genie who was, like, trying to help you. Like, you didn't study for a test because you were too busy playing Flappy Birds at night, and then you wake up and you're like, oh crap, and then the genie possesses you. It's like, I know all about trigonometry. And then
what is this, 2014 Flappy Birds?
13, but yeah.
I don't think if they're gonna possess you, it's for a good reason. I think that's gonna help.
You can hope, though,
I guess. If they possess you, it's typically to take you away from God. I miss about the part about their powers. I think I missed a whole paragraph there. That one of their powers is they can create illusions, and they use these powers to be negatively influence you against God.
All of them, or just the bad ones?
The bad ones.
Okay. The good ones possess you and bring your ass to church.
Quote, I've seen jinn many times. It started when I was 13. My parents and I lived in Pakistan for a while. Then, me and my sister went to England to visit. We went to my mom's relative's house. She showed us videos of Islamic exorcisms. It freaked me out. I couldn't go upstairs alone or toilet or anything. We stayed there for 3 months and then came back. A year later, I was ironing in the basement. I kept feeling an electric shock go through the iron. And that's when I heard a cackle. A man cackling. I thought it was my cousin, so I ran upstairs to confront him. He wasn't home. My hair stood up. Then for a few months, I could hear whispering all the time. Some I couldn't make sense of, and sometimes all I could hear was, help me. I liked the smell of the period blood that I would have, and I knew when it was going to start, and I could smell it all the time. I couldn't read the Quran. My clothes would stick to me when I would do wudu. I could hear whispering coming from the water. I asked my family for help. The first twaza didn't work. The second did. Wudu and twaza. Wudu is a prayer. Twaza is an amulet that have verses of the Quran written on them to ward off evil. End quote.
I do not like that one. That is like a... Like when somebody thinks about being possessed, it's like the floating, the vomiting, saying mean things. But like those are like the tiny, tiny little details that are just so jarring, you know, or so like specific. You know what I mean? They're not... Yeah. It's like random... in a way that just creeps you out.
Like I hear whispering from the water.
Whispering in general, like that's gotta be just hearing other voices and like the only thing you really hear is help me. That's, oh, I like, same thing. I would not think genie under other circumstances, but that is a really creepy story. I like that one though. I mean, I don't like that it happened to him.
Yeah.
But
it's a good story.
Yeah.
This next one's creepy shit. This one's from Reddit.
Ah, so you know.
Oh, yeah. I went back
to Reddit. You know.
Quote, this one boy in my class really fucking gets my nerves. He touches me, pulls me, puts his arms around me, and pretends to be my friend. We're both Muslim, and he showed me a video in which jinn possessed a body. I personally do not believe in jinn, so I told him, that's bullshit. He started arguing back on how jinn are real. Anyway, here's the main story. So that's just like a preamble. He told me about his previous house he lived in, which was modern on the outside and old on the inside. He moved into that house when he was 8. His parents gave him his own room, and next to his bedroom was a room his parents told him not to go into. His parents were horrified of that room, and he didn't know why. Now, of course, he went to go check out what was inside, but he didn't do it during the day. He did it at night, when his parents were sleeping. I shit you not, this little boy found a dead body in the room, with carpet stained with blood, as the body was hanging from the ceiling on a rope. And he says he saw a jinn next to it with bright white eyes and little streaks of hair with white skin. It was staring at the body that was hanging face to face. He shut the door and screamed so loudly it woke up the next door neighbors and his parents. His parents hugged him while he freaked out. The police were called by the neighbors because of the screaming, and it turns out the parents were poor and killed the landlord to take the house. And they left the body in that room. He is now in foster care and goes to the same school as me. End quote.
So that's like a true story.
For that kid, yeah.
Oh, well, even not like, even if the djinn doesn't exist, he was living with parents that couldn't afford rent, so they killed the landlord. I feel like there's a lot of people on Twitter right now that be like, just had it coming. But at least, like, I'm not saying at least they knew, but if the parents are like, it's a creepy room, don't go in there, and they didn't know why it was a creepy room, except for the fact there was a hanging dead body, that would have been like, what? But now it makes sense. They're the ones that killed him.
Yeah.
You think they could have moved the body.
You would think. Maybe they didn't have time. I don't know.
For days.
Yeah.
Like, well, the game's on tonight. We'll do it next weekend.
So this one is also from Reddit. It goes like this. Quote, one story my cousin told me was about his friend's uncle who was driving from work one night, and this lady shows up on the side of the road crying and wailing and asked to be dropped back at home. The guy was obviously freaked out and said no, claiming her husband would get really mad and her daughters were alone at home. So he said yes. As soon as the woman was in the car, she started crying in a very quiet voice that sounded like some tune you would hear from a horror movie. She told him to drop her at her house near a river 2 hours away. He couldn't, so he instead decided to take her to the police station. After 15 minutes, the woman stopped crying, and the driver looked from the road to look at her and to see that she had really, really long nails. And he noticed that her feet were facing the opposite way. He started getting really scared and thought of nothing other than to read the A-U-K-S-I in a whisper. Hearing him, the woman started smiling and giggling. As he raised his voice, she became quiet. After a minute, she told him to stop the car and to drop her there. When she was getting out of the car, she told him the only thing that saved him was knowing that the At-U-K-S-I and the Quran, if he didn't, he would have been dead by now. End quote.
That is terrifying. Again, it's the little details.
Yeah.
The legs backward, the nails, like that's just, it's like Resurrection Mary, but times like 10.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to a lot more stories, read a lot more stories, they're out there. There's a lot of djinn stories.
That one, I think, is very believable because it's from someone's cousin's friend's uncle. And anytime you get a story from a cousin's friend uncle on Reddit.
I was thinking that, too, when I found this one. I was like, I don't know if I trust the source, but was that like fifth hand?
It's something. But it was entertaining, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. But anyway, Tyler, would you like to go to the discussion? At this time, let's stop the episode really quick and just thank the people who are in our Patreon and take the next couple seconds to thank our new additions as of this recording to our Patreon. Marcus, Michio, Antonia, Cheesy Man Josh, Marina, Justine, Chad, Ryan, May, and Alyssa. Wow.
We looked up Mashiach. It could be Micaiah. We looked that one up. So if we get that wrong, we're sorry.
Yeah, I tried.
You know, one time I was walking around Akron late at night and I passed a bus stop and this girl looked at me and she's like, hey. I said, what? She's like, you look like a Chad.
Yeah, a Chad Michael Murray?
I wish. Oh my God, I wish. But no.
But yeah, thank you all for joining our Patreon, getting access to the cool new stuff, and listening to the quiz on this episode.
That's right. You can play along. Hopefully you do better than I did.
You might.
It's actually great for when you're at bus stops and you have nothing better to do. And you've already listened to the most recent episode. Now you can listen to director's cuts. You can listen to Do You Believe the Bizarre, where we try and guess which stories are real, which stories are fake, written, come up with by producer Ben. Social media response, where we respond to your responses to our Monday social media questions. We watch movies together and chat during them on Netflix. We just hang out on Google.
Yeah, that's just something we do. We just like to get to know the people who are there with us.
And we've started a community. Like, we've seen people now over the months, and it's like, I don't know, it's kind of cool how, like, friendships are coming out of it. And also, I feel like the friendships that started on Google Hangout, not that this is a Patreon exclusive thing, anybody can do this, but it seems like they've transitioned well to Discord.
Yes, that's so true.
This will probably be something we mention at the end of the episode as well, and it's actually not related at all to Patreon. But if you want to join our Discord, check that out. Go to our Instagram, look at our link tree. I don't know if you can join it from our website. It's embedded on our website, but I don't know if you can actually join from it. That's just me being transparent.
And if you're really enjoying the episode and you're like, where can I get that extra stuff? It's Patreon. You go to Patreon and there's all that extra stuff that's right there for you.
Three different tiers. And we're only, as of right now, we're only about 88, 89 people away from Charlie getting that good Believing the Bizarre tattoo on his body.
Yeah. Well, I'm reconsidering the place now because I got a message, but still probably the leg though. Yes. Honest. I appreciate the looking out for me, Sean and Todd, but yeah. Anyway, let's get back to our episode on Jin. So Tyler, that was a lot to absorb about a new culture and a new entity from this culture. How do you feel?
I'm still just wrapped my head around how it's interesting how you can listen to an encounter and depending on where that story is told and who's listening will greatly determine what people think it is, which is, it's ethnocentric on my part because this realization hasn't hit me until now, even though this isn't the first non-United States or like Christian or, you know, Catholic story that we've told. But I think it just really strikes me now how it's like there you hear that occurrence and Jeannie might be the absolute first thing they think of. I don't know if that's true or not. For these stories, this seems to be the case where that same occurrence could happen here and people would think demon or poltergeist or, you know, something like that. So I think that is, for me, my biggest takeaway, probably the most fascinating thing.
I think this is our first story that we told that was not, at least had some roots in Christianity.
In terms of like non-encrypted, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like non-encrypted, non-alien, non-like conspiracy. Loch Ness monster.
Yes. Yeah. I think in terms of like a spirit, almost possession kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we haven't done like Divic Box or anything, that which would be Jewish.
Yeah.
We haven't done that kind of thing yet. And I think when I first learned about Jin and how scary they could be, I had that same realization that there's entities that we might mistake as something else because we don't know, or the vice versa.
Yeah, because it's interesting where, like, if you see a beetle, you can take a picture of that beetle and you can either text my sister, who's an entomologist, or you can go online and you can find out what species it is and everything about it. Where when it comes to paranormal, I think it's a big reason why I love the paranormal so much is because most things are not clear cut and I kind of prefer things that way because it's more fun to discuss. When you know something, you can still discuss things, but it's, you know what I mean? It's like when you already know the answer, like if we're talking about best basketball player in the world, we don't have to, it's LeBron. You know what I mean? It's done. You know, like what beetle is this? You find out, it's done. You know, where paranormal is, there, you can bounce ideas. It has that, like, sitting around a campfire, you're creeped out, you don't know what it could be, so you just, like, start throwing out ideas and you put it together. And the more we do this podcast, and hopefully the more that you all kind of join us on this podcast adventure we're on and learn more about these topics, I always feel like I have, it's like getting more tools. It's like when we first started the podcast, I had a hammer, and that was it. And it's like anything that went with this hammer, it worked. And then
you got this hammer thing down.
Then you get a screwdriver. And then you get some nails. And I feel like I just got a level today. Like, I feel like I got a level.
The
more we do these episodes, the more I can kind of compound my knowledge into different ideas. Because there might be an episode we do now, maybe a listener submission, where I would have otherwise said it was a demon or a poltergeist. And now I might throw out the idea of it being a genie. Probably not.
Well, it depends on where in the world it is too, right? If it takes place in the Middle East.
Is that only where they live?
It's not only where they live. No, but it's where
their dimensions door only opens in the Middle East.
No, but that's where it's most common.
They do travel to Hawaii every now and then.
Like North Africa, Pakistan, India, that kind of whole.
But can there not be a genie here?
There can. There absolutely can. Don't get that twisted. You can have a genie here.
But is that the case? Like, is it more well known? Is it more common there because that follows what they believe in?
Could be. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that very well could be. So about the stories we told.
Love the encounters.
Yeah, they're good. They're interesting. Lots of small, little, creepy details. And I think that's almost a patent staple of the gin, is those small details, this little whispering at water, nails and face too sharp.
Yeah, distortion, like almost like the Uncanny Valley, just not in a robot sense.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I would say that last story with like the hitchhiker girl lady, mm-hmm, yeah, that ended up being a genie, supposedly. That story is probably one of my top 20 favorite we've done, just because it has everything you want in like a good scary story. Like you're isolated, you mm-hmm know, you're confined. You're in a car driving, no one else is around. So it already has like those great components of a horror story. And then this, like, it's kind of, it flips what you expect. Not us, because we know that it was going to be scary because you're listening to Believe in the Bizarre.
Yeah.
But for this person that's just picking up a hitchhiker, you look over and you start seeing slow deterioration. Like that, I love that stuff. It's terrifying. It's the stuff that keeps me up at night. That encounter, whether or not it was a genie, whether or not I find this topic believable, that story was awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what sound effects and creepiness you put in it. I also like the one before it with the whispers and everything.
I liked a lot of them.
I loved that one a lot until you told me the last one. I know this isn't about what we like, but we're supposed to be dissecting it. But I know the point's not to say like what we like, what I don't like. I liked this, I didn't like that. That's basic ass level shit. I just mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I loved that story. Most of them are like, I like most of them because they're paranormal, but that one really stuck with me, and I think I'm going to be thinking about that one for a while. But it doesn't necessarily... It's tough because I feel guilt in that ethnocentric way, not believing in this, because I feel like just because I didn't grow up hearing about it, or I'm not from that area, or to me it sounds more like a poltergeist, you know, it feels wrong and ignorant of me to not really believe in it because of that. But at the same time, all this, it feels like you have an experience and then it's just like, oh, what country are you from? Okay, we're going to call it this. Or what religion do you believe? Okay. Oh, in that case, it's a demon. You know, like,
well, here's what I was thinking about this. Now, we said basically jinn are made from smokeless fire. They're elements of fire.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when that came up in the encounters.
It didn't necessarily, but I think it goes to this idea that there are ideas of elementals in spirits. Like, remember in Leap Castle, there was said to be an elemental living in the castle?
Yes.
Elementals are not human. They're not demonic. I think you could classify a djinn, as being elementals.
It's crazy, like, the way things are intertwined.
Yeah.
Was there any... Okay. If there were, like, multiple options of, like... entities, paranormal entities or elementals, anything like that, that you had to guess, put your best guess, if you got it right you won a bunch of money, or you know, something like that, what about those encounters that you read made you think genie versus anything else?
The thing that made me think it was genie versus anything else was the idea that they took little details and twisted them. Now, what makes that a genie versus anything else?
Yeah.
That kind of seems to be their trademark. They always do that. They make little details stand out.
I didn't get that. Now, I'm not saying you have to defend it being a genie.
No, that's fair.
Like, you might not think, we might be on the same page. I'm just saying, if you had to defend it, what would you say? Because there was, like, from what we learned about genie, or djinn, and then hearing these encounters, they could definitely fit that mold, and they definitely could be djinn. But at the same time, there was nothing overtly like that was definitely a genie.
What I think is a djinn or a genie is something that is obviously not a human spirit. That's what I think it is. Like the woman, right? She wasn't human because she ends up being super creepy at the end. She said, if you weren't reciting your prayers, I would have killed you.
Right. So it feels it feels demonic in that way.
Yeah, but if it was demonic, I think it would have been so much worse.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not saying that it definitely wasn't a genie. I'm just saying, like a lot of the background information in the beginning. But it's not like it always has to be in a lamp, or it mm-hmm. always has to be smoky, or always has to be fire. I don't know. Where do you land on genie?
I think it wouldn't be fair if we called other spirits believable, or viable at least, to not call Genie viable.
Ah, you're feeling the ethnocentric shame too.
I think there's definitely merit to this. I do. I think because they're the in-between, right? They're not completely evil and they're not completely good, but they're also not human.
I do like the gray areas that a genie possesses. I do. And this is something I want to learn more about in general, which has been the case for a lot of things we discussed, but I couldn't go one way. Like, I'm definitely between viable and skeptical. Like, I cannot go believable and I cannot go unbelievable,
personally. Yeah, I go viable.
I believe the encounters. I believe the encounters.
But that's your question. What makes this not a genie?
So, it could be. They weren't what I would think like a trademark. But maybe I don't know the trademarks enough yet. I don't feel intelligent enough or knowledgeable enough yet to make like a very conclusive decision. So I'll go viable as well, just because you make a good point about the fact that what we've discussed, if this story had a different topic, but it was that encounter, would I go believable? I probably would. So I'll go viable for now. And I think it'll be kind of cool going forward. And maybe even during our director's cut, when we do that with this episode, to see what it'll be like.
So this is our episode on gin. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We're not talking about the alcoholic beverage.
Maybe one day.
You know, when we did the quiz, all I kept thinking afterwards is, how did I not make a Christina Aguilera reference? And here we are again.
You still have not made a
Christina. Still have not. That was it, but that's like a fourth wall reference. It doesn't count.
Yeah. No, you didn't sing it at all
while we were recording. I sang it like the first hour before we did, though.
That's true.
Could we get hit by copyright if I sang it? Probably not.
I think could, actually. Oof. Even if it's not well. But yeah.
If it's not well. Like, sir, that was absolutely terrible. But we're going to have to. Still,
here's our money. But yeah, I think it's a super interesting topic. I know you don't like the word interesting. I don't really like it either. But
fascinating.
It is a complex and unique topic. Mm. Lots of unami in this.
I don't know what that is.
That was a taste joke. Anyway. If you're enjoying listening to the episode and you're like, what can I do? What can I do? I can leave an Apple review and also a Spotify review.
I heard Apple for some reason and my mind just went like they're going to send us an Apple or some shit.
I love apples. They could do that if they really want to.
Would you rather have a green apple or a red apple?
Red.
Okay.
100%.
That was very forceful. Also, we haven't mentioned this in a while. We do have a newsletter. It goes out monthly. And in addition to a review of things we talked about in the month, Ben also details, our producer Ben, if you're on Patreon, you know who we're talking about. Producer Ben is also detailing horror. And that's what people in Boston say, horror.
Horror.
Horror, paranormal and spooky stuff happening at his house in his own dojo. It's not good. It's spooky stuff. So check that out. Also, I already mentioned earlier, Discord. We have a lot. What you're looking at me like
you unlocked a memory. I forgot I wanted to tell you this.
Okay, now's the time.
All right, shoot. All right, so I was in my basement last night, right? No, not a cat. So I was in my basement, and underneath my stairs, there's like a little bar.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that bar.
Yeah, yeah.
We never drank at that bar. Still haven't eaten at your house. You did offer me food though one time, and it was vegetarian, but I didn't eat it.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's a blizzard.
So we were sitting on the couch. We're about to get up to go upstairs.
Yeah.
I thought for a second, I saw just a shadow walking out of the bar. It did not like it.
Could that be a genie?
I don't think so. I don't know what it was.
Probably a dude.
It's because you're ethnocentric, Char.
Yeah.
I've probably been using that wrong this entire episode. But that's okay. We'll get through that. Anyway, Discord, it exists. But also, thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for supporting us. I hope you're having a great day. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And I'm Ben.
And that's Ben. He's here. We're going to do some Patreon stuff next. Bonus stuff. You know what's up. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is...
As always, thank you.
Yeah, but I already did that. As always, I'm Tyler. And this is Bleeding Bazaar. That's what I say.
As always, stay tuned.
Nope. As always, I'm Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And catch us. And so anyways... Ben threw us off. Catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are.
Did we actually discuss that?
We did, yeah. I mentioned it.
Okay.
That's about the time you said some other printer.